97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, ordinarily joined at this time of the morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world, but not today. Not today. Today we have Aaron A.J. Johnson here in the studio, who has usurped Victor Lewis for some reason. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Is Victor okay?
As far as I'm aware.
All right, good.
What's last trending? Time I checked. I don't think the tape's come undone yet.
All right, good.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world?
Well, if you've noticed lately, the stock market's been taking a bit of a hit.
A little bit.
Just a touch.
Yeah.
Especially tech stocks.
Yes.
Also including streaming sites.
Right.
Such as Netflix.
Netflix, for instance, yeah.
Well, Netflix last month laid off about 25 people, and they also canceled a whole raft of shows, including closing an entire department. Their animation department was shut down because they felt, I guess, it wasn't going to make them enough money with the downturn.
Did they only lay off 25 people?
So that was last month.
Ah, gotcha.
They just went through another round. Where
I have jumped the gun on this trending story.
Yeah, you jumped it. You knew where it was going.
I did kind of know where it was
internally,
going.
Internally, we saw the light. They just did another round of layoffs. 150 people now out at Netflix. Lost 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter, which, yes, that is a lot.
That is a lot.
They predicted a defection of 2 million more by the end of the year. So that is a pretty major drop.
Why are they predicting that? Like,
so it seems to be a combination of, A, people cutting costs.
Right.
Dropping
makes
costs
sense.
That they do not need in the downturn of the economy. Also, they're seeing a lot of people canceling streaming services because they're going back to work in person. They're spending more times out and about.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Were locked up at home for 2 years, you need something to do, so you had a Netflix
subscription.
Yeah,
Netflix, yeah.
Now that you're out and about more often, you can drop it.
That Tiger King sequel just doesn't have the
doesn't
same
have the
appeal
does
when you got something,
pull.
Anything else to do besides sitting there watching Tiger King.
He's back in jail now. It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't, yeah.
But it's an interesting time for this downturn for Netflix as they're getting ready to release in less than 2 months their most expensive production ever.
Ooh.
$220 million in a movie not about superheroes.
Uh-oh.
The movie is called The Gray Man. It stars a whole raft of people, big names, too. Ana de Armas is in it, Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans.
These are good people.
Billy Bob Thornton is being directed by the Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe. The Gray Man is actually a novel series,
so,
kind of like Jason Bourne.
So this movie starring Chris Evans, directed by the Russo brothers, just so we're clear, it's not a superhero movie.
It is not a superhero movie. Although, the main reason it's not a superhero movie is because Chris Evans is not the lead.
Yeah, that's true.
Ryan Gosling is.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't have a superhero movie with Ryan Gosling.
Can't
really.
Have that
no,
at all.
Absolutely not. Also, Chris Evans and Ana de Armas, that's a Knives Out reunion, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that should be pretty good. How did they spend $220? You know what? I don't even want to know.
I mean, the main budget was $200 million, and apparently they went up above and beyond that because it's also the Russo brothers. They do not know a budget they can't go over.
That is 100% true.
And it's based on a novel series about a spy, which I've actually read, and it's actually quite good.
All
if
right.
you're interested, written by Mark Greene.
So are you going to subscribe to Netflix so you can watch this movie?
No.
Are you going to steal someone else's Netflix?
Correct.
So you can watch this?
Well, just
services.
Got released. Tom Cruise, more movie news. Top Gun Maverick has been released to rave reviews, and I have no interest in seeing it, so there is that.
I think I saw the first movie like a month after it came out, which meant I must have been 7 years old, so I got none of the references.
They've waited a while to make the second
one. Yes, they have, yeah.
Well, as Tom Cruise has gone back to one well of a long-running franchise, they just released a trailer for a second long-running franchise.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1. That's going to be the seventh entry in the spy thriller series, which stars Cruise as Ethan Hunt.
This I'm excited about.
A special agent of the Impossible Missions Force.
Yes.
If you are captured, we will deny all knowledge of your abilities.
But no one will believe us.
But no one will believe us.
Because obviously we knew about your abilities, and it's pretty
correct.
Clear.
The trailer shows the return of several Mission Impossible series cast members, including Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Rebecca Ferguson, and Fallout star Vanessa Kirby. Also in the movie, maybe some of you who have seen the original Mission Impossible from 1996, we're seeing a return of Henry, I think it's Zerny?
Sure.
Journey?
Czerny?
Czerny. Yeah, he appeared in the original 1996 Mission Impossible as IMF director Eugene Kittredge. So 20-some-odd years later, he's back, baby.
Don't remember that. The only thing I remember about the first Mission Impossible was that was the movie where Ethan Hunt did, like, the dropping down and hovering over the floor, like, hanging from the string on his back. That was also the first movie where they did, like, the ripping off of the face masks, right? Which, I mean, if you'd seen the original Mission Impossible TV shows.
That's like, the one where John Voight turned out to be the bad guy. Sorry, spoilers.
I mean, John Voight always turns out to be the bad guy.
This is also
pretty much always.
Well, except in Tomb Raider.
Yes, yeah. And I guess Midnight Cowboy, sort of. Maybe. I mean, they were all the bad guy. I mean, like, just the whole, just society in general was the bad guy in Midnight
Cowboy.
Are we
the baddies?
Yes, we are.
Dead Reckoning, written and directed by Christopher McQuarrie, who previously helmed Rogue Nation in 2015, Fallout in 2018. Part one's going to be followed by Dead Reckoning, part two in 2024. Part one's coming out next year.
Can we actually have a movie now where they do get captured and the Impossible Missions Force tries to disavow knowledge, but everyone's just such a conspiracy theorist now? They're like, you know about this. Come on.
Or even better. So, part two is supposed to be the final appearance of Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt. That's his final run in the Mission Impossible series. What would have happened if he were to get captured, the IMF were to disavow all knowledge, and that's just it. They just believed him. That's just the end of the movie.
40-minute movie.
No, 2 hours. Whole 2 hours. He almost finishes the mission, gets caught. They disavow all knowledge. That's the end of Tom Cruise's Ethan Hunt.